What a day! What a glorious day! Right, let's do music. I only lie when I love you. I only cry when I hit the ground. You only cry when I love you. I only lie when I make a sound. Go ahead, muck about. I got my conscience twisted, pull your head and make me shout. It's just that you insisted I was given from nothing. Welcome to the What Do We Dooby Dooby Do About Show. Hello, I'm Drumster. Why are we here? Because the world is frazzled and we need help. Help, help, help. So I enlist the aid of local boffins who, when given a problem to solve the problem. I give them little cards and little stubs of crayons. They write the best solution, and then I read it out and, I don't know, test it to destruction. And if it's good, then they get to go free and they are no longer a boffin, back to being a member of the public. It's like jury duty, except more sinister. And if they don't answer very well, bad solution, then they get to stay in our luxurious accommodation for another week, for another go, hopefully. Who else? Right, DJ Deck helps with the music choices. Otherwise, I just play metal, which makes people grumpy. I've had complaints from Holland, of all places. So that's that, and towards the end I will read out some AI generated poetry. Not my works, it's AI, for the avoidance of doubt. And in between the various solutions will be music. So hooray. But now is the time to spin the Wheel of Calamity, and another part of the show, and figure out what this week's problem is for the boffins to solve. So let me get my hand on the wheel and go spinity spin.
How do you solve a problem like
losing things? This week's theme for the Boffins to solve is losing things. So I'm going to write, well, I'm going to get the Boffins to write down solutions to that. I do no writing. That's not my job. And then some music, and then first Boffin. Yay. This show does itself, really. I'm just like winding the handle and off it goes. Out comes, I don't know, custom whimsy. Yeah, back in a minute. I forgot to mention in my enthusiasm and general showing off about how easy this show is, DJ Deck does the song choices, or very much helps, I mean 90% help, 10% me not helping. So the previous song choice was An Ace of Diamonds, which probably doesn't make much sense. Right, there are many, many complicated rules that govern the song choices on this show, most of which I can't remember. But an Ace of Diamonds, based on the previous song, turned into the Prodigy playing Breathe, which makes me a little sad, because Keith Flint was one of those performers who didn't merely occupy the stage. He actually declared war on it. Marvellous chap. Sad loss to the world. Boo. Okay, our first boffin is called Peace. Okay, that's your name. I'll take it. And Peace suggests, hold on, just looking at the card, the Object Return Network. So Peace describes it like this. Every object becomes responsible for returning itself. Anything you lose contains a tiny autonomous motor and navigation system. You drop your keys in the garden, they drive back to the key bowl. Leave your glasses upstairs, they crawl downstairs. Leave your wallet in the pub, it politely makes its way home. The basic principle is simple. You shouldn't have to find your possessions should find you. Lovely. Succinct. I like that. Bit of explanation. So that is Peace's proposal. It's my job to look at what that, how that works initially and then down the track a bit. And upon judging that, we decide, or I decide, whether Peace gets to go home. So initially, the first devices are going to be deliberately simple, I think. So keys receive a tiny motorized key fob. Remote controls get little wheels. Glasses are going to get tiny legs, which might be a bit disconcerting. And I think the first demonstrations are going to be spectacularly impressive. So, say, a TV remote, it's going to detect that it's been left on the sofa, and it's going to slowly drive across the room. I think the public are going to love it, and then I think, yeah, after a bit, someone's going to ask, what happens if it can't get home? Like, the door's closed, or, I don't know, there's something blocking it. And I think the engineers are going to respond to that one, something like, we're working on it. And they absolutely will not be working on it. Yeah. Okay, down the track, so after a couple of years... okay, every object is now going to move independently. So early hours of the morning, millions of possessions are going to begin traveling towards their designated locations. The country is going to become covered in tiny autonomous objects. Shoes are going to walk home from pubs. Umbrellas are going to crawl along pavements. Again, bit disconcerting. Wallets are going to queue outside of front doors. Ah, they did solve the what happens if it can't get home. Children's toys are going to migrate between houses. The roads are going to become clogged with autonomous possessions, which means we're going to need a new traffic management system. So specifically for domestic objects. So special bridges and like cycle paths and then possession paths, clogging up the roads and making them even more narrow. Sort of gamins waving their chicken legs at people who own things because they're making Britain horrible for everyone. Eventually, people's possessions are going to be much, much better at navigation than the owners of those possessions. So say you leave your phone in the office, it's going to get home before you do. And then I think, yeah, you're going to begin wondering whether you actually need to be involved in the ownership process at all. Which is maybe not existential, but it's definitely a future crisis to consider. Peace, the question posed was, can you solve losing things, the losing of things? And upon review, you've solved it. Yeah. People lose things for things return. Unlost. Bizarre. Yeah, peace. You've solved it. So you can check out. There's a desk. You can ring the bell if you want. Nobody comes. There's no key to return because the doors only lock in one direction. For safety reasons, of course. But yeah, off you go. Skip gaily into the sun. Yeah, see how simple it is being a boffin. Anyone could do it. And a lot of people do. Whether they're willing participants or not is, I don't know. I think more studies are needed. The jury's out. Okay. DJ Deck is pointing, for want of a better description, at the Three of Spades. So that is our next song choice.
Sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so, I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube. Like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those with definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics. Without it, you make it. Allow me to make this. Childlike in nature, rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise. Corruption in the skies, from this enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lives through rustle. Not as muscles, but percussion to provide. For me as a guide, y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the end. So I'ma stick around with Russ and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes, so motherfucker. Remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless. Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless. Not for long, my future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future.
We'll be right back.
Right, that was Gorillaz with Clint Eastwood. And I think from memory, pretty much all Gorillaz tracks are based on some kind of hold music or jingle from an old phone or something. Might be misremembering that. Next, Boffin. Hooray! Hoping for freedom and, acclaim, maybe? Who knows? Is Eulampia. Oh, yes. Allegedly. Right, Eulampia says that what we need to solve the problem of losing things is the National Memory Bank. What does that look like? Okay, instead of tracking objects, we track human memory. So every time you put something down, a system records the event. A camera, microphone, or wearable device remembers at 14:37, Drumster placed his keys on the dining room table. You don't need to remember where you put something, you simply consult your personal memory archive. Okay, sounds good. Right, Eulampia, let's run it. So, people are going to wear little headsets throughout the day, and it's going to record where objects are placed. So, initially, that's going to be great. You lose your keys. Where did I put my keys? Your system replies, dining room, on the table. So, this could be an Alexa or other device. Hold on a minute, we can play a game. Alexa, play OpenEye Signal. wait, so your device may play a song or not. Yes, I digress a lot there. So, where are we going with that? You lose your glasses. So, it says in the bedroom beside a cabinet. So maybe you lose your wallet. So, kitchen, fridge, and then the system's going to pause, and say something like, you also appeared to question your life choices. But the technology works beautifully, I think. Okay, let's trundle it down the road a bit. Everybody, is gonna, then, it's going to have a complete searchable record of their daily lives. Very Truman Show. Unfortunately, I think there's going to be a snag, because you're not going to just lose objects, you're going to forget why you did the things. And the system is going to helpfully tell you at 11:42 you open the fridge. But not why. So people will start asking, but why did I open the fridge? And helpfully, computer says no. Unknown, says the digital device. So after a bit, people are going to start demanding that the system records intent as well. We're going to use something like AI or, I don't know, natural intelligence. So rooms full of people discerning motive. We're having problems with data centers. The companies that build them don't seem to be paying for them. Well, they're paying for them in tax breaks, but most of the costs seem to be borne by the people who live by them. In increased bills and lower quality of life. I'm going to try not to feel, duplicitous? In using AI, it's a bit of a tricky one, really, for a different show. Maybe feelings of guilt. I'm going to squash him down, though, with a big wooden paddle thing. Anyway, let's go for artificial intelligence. That's going to be introduced to infer why people perform the actions that they do. And I think hallucinations aside, this AI system is going to make increasingly questionable assumptions. So back to why did I open the fridge? It will say, you opened the fridge because you were hungry. And the person asking will go, nah, I don't think so. And then AI will try something like, but you were emotionally hungry. And then the person asking will go, nah, don't think it's that either. So, in summary, humanity will have successfully solved the problem of lost possessions by creating a machine that remembers everything except the one thing you actually wanted to know. Which sounds exactly like what technology is for. It's a bit like compromise, that the fulfillment of compromise is when none of the parties get what they want. So that's what I think about that. Eulampia, or whatever you're called, did you solve the problem of losing things? You did. Well done. You also brought to light deeper and wider problems, but those were not for you to solve. So yeah, job done. Off to the checking out desk. You can cash your robe in for whatever you're wearing. Robe, gown. Whatever you wear in hospitals. I got a load in a carrier bag, which I shouldn't be admitting to. Cash in your robe for whatever you were wearing before, or, I don't know, look at the mound, see if there's anything else that you want different, and then off you go. Spring in your step, off you go to feed your cat, or hug your mum, or whatever it is you were complaining about bitterly earlier. Now you can do it. So, you've done it. You're the winner. Wee, God thinks you're a wiener. No, whatever. Right, next song choice is the Five of Spades. So I will put that on the record deck and make the spinning thing go round and round.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love lift be off. With you. This is ground control to Major Tom. Planet Earth is blue and
So that was Space Oddity by David Bowie. And that song caused me problems live, maybe about 6, maybe 9 months ago. I was playing the song with Mark Cunningham, who's, I don't know, a diamond in the rough. What a chap. Really good player, really good singer. A joy to play music with. And most stuff, as long as it's not in sort of weird jazz timings or insane polyrhythms, I can just paddle along on djembe and happy days. And so that was my expectation for Space Oddity. And I didn't really know the song because, I don't know, my formative years in musical terms were bad 80s pop. I'm sorry to admit. And then grunge, and then I skipped everything else and went straight to metal. And then years and years and years of metal and the associated mental health issues that may or may not come with that. So, yeah, I've had a nutritionally deprived musical upbringing, I suppose. So I was paddling along, doop-be-doo, and then what fresh hell is this? Where did this weird gap come from? I know there was a countdown to it, but gosh. So yeah, couldn't just play that like it was nothing, which was a nice change for me. Anyway, who really cares about all that? Next boffin is Eberhard. Oh yes, Eberhard, a definite modern local sounding name right there. Eberhard suggests that what we actually need is the possession allocation system. And they explain the fundamental problem isn't that you lose things, it's that you own too many things. Gosh. I dedicate this this solution to my lovely wife, who it could be said might own too many things. The reason you can tell is every time we get a storage solution that's generally some kind of display case, it rapidly fills to beyond capacity, and we've still got loads of stuff cluttering up everywhere else that's not a storage space, waiting for its turn to go into a storage space. I think if you were to describe my wife Susie's decorating style, it would be maximalism. Yes. Anyway, I am ruining Eberhard's marvellous introduction. So going back to his little card. Yeah, too many things. Therefore, the solution is to eliminate personal ownership. Instead of owning objects, every object belongs to a national inventory system. Oh, the communism of ownership. This is going to go well. So, Eberhard says, need a screwdriver? Request one. Need an umbrella? Request one. Need a television remote? The system sends you one. When finished, you return it. So, like library books for everything. You can no longer lose anything because technically nothing belongs to you. Novel. Right, so let's see what that looks like to begin with. The system is going to start with expensive household equipment, I think. So power tools, lawnmowers, carpet cleaners, specialist equipment, whatever that is. That's all pooled, I think. Which is good. It's for stuff which is under the £500 thing on your home insurance, which is probably your excess. Stuff you'd miss if it went, but not mad expensive. So carrying on, you request a lawnmower, a delivery drone is going to bring one. You mow the lawn, you return it. It sounds great. And then somebody's going to suggest extending the concept, of course. Why own a drill? Why own a vacuum cleaner or even a ladder? The system is going to expand. To what? I don't hear you ask. Feedback is... I don't get any. I just have to make up what you may or may not be saying or thinking. Or howling. Or silently regretting. Anyway, down the road a bit. Personal possessions are going to be largely abolished, I think. Everyone is going to have an account containing their current allocation of objects, like a little database of all that you don't own, just allocated. So your house is going to contain almost nothing, Susie. Nothing. Just space to walk and not trip over stuff or... I sound bitter. Each to their own. It's not how I would live, but it's how we live, so that's okay. So in this future scenario, you wouldn't own chairs. You would have four chairs allocated to you, or maybe more or less, depending on how many bums need to be seated, typically. And then you can request more for special occasions. You don't own plates. You'll have, say, 12 plates allocated to you. You don't own socks. You'll have an approved sock allocation. This is sounding great. Forms. Lots of forms to fill out. One morning you're going to discover that you've lost a sock, I think. So you report it. The system's going to reply, sock 48 has not been returned. You're going to explain that you don't know where it is. Much like today, where is my sock? It's one of my favourite games, laundry games. The system's going to respond that it's not technically possible, but remind you that the sock is allocated to you. So, much like today, you're going to spend 3 hours proving that you've lost a sock that you don't actually own. All right, a bit like today. So you prove it by looking for it, but I do own it today in the hypothetical future. I won't own it, but I'm still going to spend the same amount of time instead of looking for it, proving that I've lost it. So eventually the system's going to send you a replacement, and then the missing sock is going to be discovered underneath the sofa, of course. And, I think you'll be fined for unauthorized sock duplication. Major crime, naming and shaming, brass band and, like, lights flashing on and off. Like the paparazzi, but for, I don't know, showing the world that you're a ne'er-do-well and you're going against the system. Shame, boo. That's where the possession allocation system goes. Have we solved the losing of things? You don't own the things, so they're not yours to lose, but you're still going to lose stuff, and now you're getting fined for losing it. Definitely worse. Nil pois. So, Eberhard, back to your cell. No freedom for you. And no gruel, or whatever it is we're feeding them today, for you today. So you can think about what you've done. Yes. Boo. Shame. And maybe a fine. A fine for you. If you've got any money in your pockets when you were captured, can I say that? When you're brought on board into the boffin program, there, that's better. Then some of that will be deducted, good word, as a result of your, wasting our time with such an unhelpful non-solution. Okay, Eberhard, go and skulk some more. Right, next song choice is the Ace of Spades. So I now need to renew my familiarity with the insane rules. In fact, let's see what that one means. So 1 to 10 is getting more increasingly different. Did I write this? So 1's almost the same, 10 is totally different. So 8 is up there with mainly different. And it's a spades, which is intellect. So thought-provoking lyrics, unusual composition, political songs, experimental, that kind of thing. So, let me put the previous song into the mangle, apply that card, and you're about to hear the result. Bet you're excited now, aren't you? Same as it ever was. Bizarre. That was Talking Heads with Once in a Lifetime, which features some of the sweatiest dancing yet encountered on this show, and we're up to our 24th episode, so that's quite the achievement. Also, that song was, is, anyway, dedicated to Lord Beard, as a lot of our musings tend to resolve to same as it ever was. Right, our final boffin this week is Maleficent. Oh, of course it is. I give up. Maleficent suggests that to solve the problem of lost things, losing things, what we need is the last place challenge. And humanity loves the challenge. It makes good YouTube videos or TikTok videos or whatever the new videos are that the youth are engaging with. I can't keep track anymore. So on the little card, Maleficent has put, you don't try to remember where you put something. You remember the moment immediately before you put it down. So the theory is that human memory is terrible at recording routine actions because you kind of sleepwalk through them. But we're much better at remembering events that have a deliberate mental marker, so you're not sleepwalking through them. Clever. So whenever you put something important down, you have to perform a tiny absurd action. So put your keys down, tap the table twice, put the phone down, say Geronimo, glasses down, touch your nose, and that action will create a memory anchor. Sounds good. Clever. All right. So how does that look initially? I think it's going to work ridiculously well. So say you can't find your keys. You think, where did I last tap the table twice? And then you'll think, the kitchen. And the keys will be found. Hooray. And I think it'll be so successful that the system is going to spread. So, down the line a bit, everyone is going to develop their own personal object rituals. So, you're going to hear people wandering about town muttering, phone, spin, wallet, clap, key, sneeze. I think businesses are going to adapt, as they always do, mutate and survive. And they're going to have signs like, please do not perform your personal possession rituals while ordering. Or while here, maybe ordering is very specific. So I think after a while, scientists are going to discover that humans are so good at creating bizarre rituals that the ritual itself is going to become more memorable than the object that they need to find. So you're going to remember tapping the table. You're going to remember saying Geronimo. You're going to remember touching your nose, but you're still not going to be able to remember where your blinking glasses are. So, with that in mind, Maleficent, have you solved the problem of losing things? A bit, nearly? Somewhat. All right, we introduced this recently. You're not free to go, but you are on day release to attend to your whatever the hell you need to do when you're not in your enclosure. Sorry, petite and bijou living opportunity. But you will be escorted by muscular people who will encourage you not to shriek at other people and startle them, and to stick to normal looking things, and then come back not reluctantly and continue your boffindom until eventually you can earn full-time freedom instead of this part-time sort of mini freedom excursion sort of ride that's exciting and temporary, most importantly temporary. So yeah, Maleficent, off you go. get dressed up, and yeah, you've got 24 hours. Enjoy them as best you can. Yeah, that's that. So, DJ Deck is glaring at me, now pointing at a 10 of spades. And once that's played, in fact, let's look at the rules. 10 is totally different to the previous song, and spades again is, hold on, where do spades go? Intellect again. So, very, very clever, very, very different. Let's see what we can come up with. Before I play the next song, for a given value of song, I just thought I'd warn you that the song in question is a song called 4 minutes and 33 seconds, or 4 something, 33 something else, which is a song by, hold on, scrolling up. Oh, so many things. Need some sleep. Oh, so much stuff. John Cage. There you go. Sorry for the delay. John Cage wrote, allegedly, a song called 4 foot 33 inches. Don't know. 4 minutes, 33 seconds, possibly. So that's on next. And if you're not sure what the heck's going on, look it up. And yeah, I'll see you in about 4.5 minutes. that you can't say that I don't introduce you to different art and things. So well done me. So yeah, that was 4 minutes and 33 seconds by John Cage. Hooray. And that particular track was worthy of sort of Radio 3 airplay at stupid o'clock in the morning. Yeah, feels very much like one of theirs. Right, going to introduce the AI poetry section. 1 second. Yeah, jazz. So, for AI poems, let's go. First one is called The Wayward Things Come Home. I left my keys upon the chair, my glasses somewhere near, my wallet vanished from the shelf, as wallets often do, I fear. But now my keys have learned to walk, my spectacles can crawl, the remote control has grown some legs and is escaping down the hall. My shoes have found their own way home, my coat has learned the route, my coffee mug has joined the fleet, and frankly, I could do without. Yeah, okay. The streets are filled with wandering things, a million objects roam, while humans stand outside their doors, wondering why they haven't come home. My toaster left at 8:30, my kettle followed soon, my furniture has formed a union and is arriving sometime soon. I bought a shelf to keep things safe, it promptly walked away. The shelf returned at 3:30 and charged me for the day. At last I find my missing keys, approaching from the east. They stop beside me, ring themselves, and ask me for a treat. Next song, poem, is Everything I Ever Forgot. There is a record of my life in places I can't see, a perfect little memory of everywhere I've been. Knows I left my glasses beside the bedroom light. It knows I put my wallet in the fridge last Tuesday night. It knows I opened every drawer. It knows I checked the floor. It knows I looked beneath the bed and then forgot what for. I asked it why it opened up the refrigerator door. It said, "You did it at 11. I ask, "But why?" Unknown. It knows the things I touched and moved, the places that I've been. It knows precisely where I left the objects I can't find again. It knows I bought a birthday card. It knows I bought a cake. It knows I hid the presents well, but not where I put the tape. So now I have a perfect map of every thought and deed, except the one small piece of knowledge that is actually what I need. Right, poem 3. Nothing here belongs to me. The government has counted them, the spoons, the chairs, the plates, the ladders, drills and umbrellas are allocated by the state. I don't possess my coffee mug, I merely have its use. The kettle has a reference code, the toaster has a lease. My socks arrive in pairs each month, my trousers have a file, my screwdriver has been registered and checked for quite a while. One Tuesday, I lose sock 48. I report it straight away. They ask me where I last observed it. I said, yesterday. They say the sock is government property and therefore cannot roam. I point out that it clearly has. They tell me, bring it home. A replacement sock arrives at 6. Its paperwork is thick. I find the original beneath the sofa at 6:15. I return the extra sock at once, but sadly things have changed. The system says I now possess a sock that isn't in my name. And finally, remember the moment. Don't remember where you put the keys, remember what you did. A little mark, a tiny act, a gesture cleverly hid. Tap the table where you leave them, touch your nose for phone, clap your hands beside your wallet, never leave them on their own. On your own. Never lose them on your own. Whoops, misread that heavily. So now I tap beside the kettle, spin around and sneeze. I whisper Geronimo softly every time I leave my keys. The system works remarkably. My memory is restored. I know precisely what I did before I crossed the door. The trouble is that everyone has learned the little game. We clap and tap and mutter things and never quite explain. The streets are full of people performing private rites. A man is hopping by the bus stop. A woman shouts, "Good night!" A banker spins beside the doorway. A chef taps out a beat. A pensioner salutes a lamppost before he takes his seat. We've conquered lost possessions. We've mastered memory's art. Unfortunately, no one knows why they're touching every part. And that is the end of the AI poetry section. Right, last song playing us out is a Three of Diamonds. So I'll get that started. And hopefully you can listen to me rambling on and on next week. Huzzah! What a treat! Every week, or most weeks, or something like that. Fare thee well.
About destruction, don't you know that you can